Hey, it's Ben and Kelly. Today on the podcast, are mushrooms and tampons the same thing?
We found that out with messed up delivery orders. Entertaining conversation.
We got an update from a listener that we had spoken to earlier this week regarding her unborn baby and the real father.
Plus, we gave away tickets to the circus, and I don't know if we've ever had this ending in You Laugh, You Lose. It was a bona fide battle.
Setting the bar story, stupid facts, and so much more.
Welcome to the podcast.
Ben and Kelly.
Between you and your sister, Carrie, who do you think is the favorite of your parents?
There isn't a favorite.
Okay, well, we'll make it easier. Between your two kids, Jake and Ava, who is the favorite for you?
The dogs.
It's funny. We flip back and forth, like my wife and I, with my three daughters, Isabella, Sophia, and Zoe. We will sometimes, you know, we'll pick one out and be like, that's why you're our favorite. And we'll rotate it, but it's like, you know, Isabella, oh, that's why she's our favorite. You know, Sophia, oh, that's why she's our favorite. Or Zoe, you know, you're our favorite, you know.
And they get to wear that badge for a while.
Yeah, just a little bit. But apparently, there is actual studies that show, yes, your parents do and maybe still do have a favorite kid.
No, come on now.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
You are now my favorite child.
Mm-hmm.
That's awful.
Research says that if you're a daughter, the oldest, and are responsible, the likelihood of you being the favorite is much higher, Kelly.
Congratulations to me.
Yep, I was just going to say that bodes well for you, doesn't
it? I'll wear that crown.
That bodes well for you. Now, I'm the oldest in my family, but, you know, I obviously not a woman, so, and I'm not the daughter. So I don't know where that necessarily puts me in the ranking of things with my mom.
How much do you check in with your mom? How much do you do for your mom compared to your sisters?
Okay, well, I would say... probably my youngest sister probably gets the crown.
Okay.
I would probably agree that maybe it is the daughter. I don't know. Maybe it is the daughter. I feel like, though, I don't have any sons. So I feel like sons are, they always say sons are easy. But I don't know.
Oh, not so much. Not so much, we found. When you get to the teenager stage.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So yeah, there is a way to, I guess, tell if you, or maybe you might be, the favorite. Yeah, both mothers and fathers tend to favor the daughters. Parents favor children who, quote, demonstrate responsibility and organization in their daily lives.
Okay.
Agreeable children most likely to be favored. Now, listen, I'm not saying these are great characteristics of an actual person. I'm just saying these are the takeaways that could lead you to be the favorite kid. You know?
Okay.
Birth order matters. So they usually favor the older siblings, and they usually give them more autonomy. I will say that might be the opposite. Like, I feel like we put the hammer down a little bit more on Isabella and Sophia. They were our first. Than we do Zoe.
You was kind of giving up by the time Zoe came around.
Giving up? Well, giving up's a very strong statement.
Well, whatever you want to do, Zoe, it's fine. I would say that there's ebb and flow. There are times when, like, for instance, when the kids are really little, Jake was easier because, you know, we just needed different tools to figure out how to manage Ava. Mm-hmm. And now it's kind of flip-flopping a little bit. So, like, Ava is better at helping around in the house at certain times. There's just certain things that they're doing that are more helpful. It's just navigating it all. But there's an ebb and flow. Like, they have their moments, both directions. But it doesn't mean that there's any, like, I like you better now. Or it's just...
Maybe you should tell them that.
Okay. Maybe we should. Maybe that'll help out. I'm not liking you so much anymore.
Danielle texted us and said, I have four sons. Whoever says boys are easy is crazy. But it'd be interesting to know. So, okay, so since it, the study favors daughters to be like the favorite kid.
So if, are they saying like maybe less drama or something?
Because, I don't know. If you're a boy mom, then does it just go by rank of, okay, oldest tends to be the quote favorite? I don't know. That'd be interesting to know because... I mean, I'd like to think that I'm probably the favorite.
Oh, you probably are.
And I think I'd like to think I'm probably the favorite of my wife's family too, my in-laws. So, you know,
okay.
I just go ahead and wedge myself in there too.
Well, I mean, we always joke with, I do have a friendly competition with my sister. Like when it comes to calling the parents on anniversary, birthdays, stuff like that. If I'm first, then I'll make sure I rub that in. Like favorite child.
I will say though that my mom always lets me know where I ranked on those special days.
Oh, yeah.
Like if it's her birthday, if it's Mother's Day, if it's something like that, if it's a holiday or whatever.
Thanks for the last call.
And I give her a phone call. She'll be like, oh, I already talked to Katie and I got a text from Amanda already.
Oh, boy.
And I'm like, oh, okay. So I'm last. Okay. Is that what you're saying? I'm last? are you saying I'm the last kid to reach out?
Does it make my call any less valuable?
I know. Or you know, there are those special moments when she's like, oh, I haven't heard from anybody else. You're the first.
Oh, there you go. You get the gold star that day.
Yeah, exactly. So anyways, if you know what you should do as a fun little thing, you should, especially if you're an adult now, just go to your parents and say, all right, tell me honestly, who is the favorite?
No, I don't want to know if it's not me.
I don't want to know if it's not me.
I mean, why would you want to know that? Seriously, you're asking for just being upset.
Is it going to make you upset?
I mean, yeah.
Okay.
Right?
I don't know if it would make me upset. I'd be like, yeah, figures.
I've never thought for one second, like given it any legitimate thought.
That you would be the favorite?
Right, that there is a favorite.
Oh. All right. So, anyways, interesting stuff there. I just got this late last night. It was released. 99.7 DJX. Thought I'd play a little clip for you. They are now mustached Jonas Brothers. Well, except for Nick, Kevin and Joe both have mustaches. Nick just still has kind of the dirty 5 o'clock shadow.
Got it.
But it's new Jonas Brothers and Marshmello, and it's called Slow Motion. I'll play a little clip for you. Let's just take it slow, slow motion. Been waiting all day to get you in this moment. So let's just take it slow, slow motion. Oh, yeah.
Great. You can have a little cameo from Matthew McConaughey in there.
Yeah. Not too bad. Not too bad there.
Now, when I hear slow motion, automatically I was like, what's that song, slow motion for me?
Yeah, exactly. Yes. Working that back slow motion for me. Slow motion for me. Man, so that's some Bar Louisville stuff from back in the early 2000s.
Exactly. I feel like there needs to be some sort of a mashup for that.
Oh, shoot. Wait, really?
I don't know how that would work, but it would try to work it out.
Okay.
I'm asking the internet, because the internet does those things.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Okay, anyways, we've got the lyric video up if you want to see the entire thing or listen to the entire thing. WDJX.com, tap videos or listen or whatever. Coming up next, it's a Setting the Bar story, and I'm putting this in a Setting the Bar story. Sammy has had it up to here!
Oh, boy. She's demanding change, actually.
She is demanding change, yeah. Kelly.
Yeah.
Demanding change. An injustice, if you will.
Sure.
In her Instacart order has brought her to this.
It's coming from a place.
We'll get to that. Maybe you can relate. Maybe you can. That's coming up next in your Setting the Bar story. on DJX. This is setting the bar story, Kelly, so that means
it's an example of what not to do, or just maybe a situation we hope doesn't happen to you.
Sure. I don't know if you can spot the difference maybe when you go to the grocery store versus when your husband or boyfriend goes to the grocery store.
There are differences.
Sometimes there are differences. I know I'm guilty too. Sometimes texting my wife in the middle of the grocery store going, hey, they don't have this. And then she's going, have you looked here? And then I go, no. And then she's like, well, look there. And then I go, oh, there it is.
Great. You know, that's helpful.
It is. It's one of those things where sometimes things like that elude me.
One of the main things that's different when I go versus when my husband goes, I will a lot of times pay attention to sales.
Sure.
There's things that we normally get. Sure. I'll double up and stuff like that. He's just getting kind of like one of everything that's on the list.
Oh, see, I'm kind of like you. I venture off the list and I'm like, you know what? We probably need a couple of these.
Yes.
We probably need this too. We might even need this.
To a T. Yeah.
All right. So this is the Setting the Bar story. Sammy is the star. She thinks the only way to get it right 100% of the time is to remove the guy from the equation.
Oh, so okay. That's the common thread.
Yeah, if you can manage to make it through the day without getting Sammy's Instacart order wrong again, then doing okay.
Oh, poor Sammy.
Here she is on TikTok.
I am begging you to make an update on your app where I can request a female shopper. I put in an order for 5 items. One of these items is what I ordered.
Yeah, so she's saying, listen, I had a very simple order. It was only 5 items.
And one thing was right?
Yeah, only one thing was right.
Oh, no.
I ordered a 1/2 gallon of store brand milk. I got a 1/4 gallon of Tuscan. I ordered a chopped Caesar salad kit. I got the ultimate Caesar salad kit because you have to look slightly harder for the chopped Caesar salad kit. And a man would never. Yeah.
She's like,
yeah. They taste different. The chopped is different than just the regular salad. I can attest to that.
Yeah. And she's like, look, you just have to look a little bit harder for this. The man
right
would
next to it.
The man would never, she says.
He would just pick the one he sees first. I ordered mozzarella pearls. I got a mozzarella log.
Okay, first of all, she's saying mozzarella.
There are pearls for like tiny little balls.
Yeah. It was. Yeah. I was having a hard time understanding initially what she was actually saying. But yeah, she was saying mozzarella there.
I ordered log garlic and mozzarella herb Land O'Lakes spread. I got butter with canola oil.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's great. Different too.
This is annoying. I just think we should make it to where men cannot be shoppers for Instacart or DoorDash, but that would be discrimination. So, yeah.
So she's just like, basically she starts the video like, unless you're the CEO of Instacart, you can keep strolling. Because I want to just talk to you.
Like, listen, I know this is straight up like discrimination, but I still want it to happen.
I want there to be an option where I can select when I'm placing my Instacart order who shops for me. Is it a
guy? Like, know your talents. This is not one of them for guys.
This is not one of your talents. I know. I think that's hysterical. And some of the responses were pretty funny, but I'd love to know if you've got a story like hers. Share it. 502-795-1997. We'll take some of those responses and then some of the responses from this, which is hysterical, on the way on 99.7 DJX. That's your Setting the Bar story. So Sammy, she's a TikToker. She kind of got a lot of attention after she ordered just 5 things from Instacart. Ended up with a male shopper, and he
4 out of 5 were wrong.
Yeah. So we were just asking, hey, what's your DoorDash/Instacart story? Got a text from Kate that says Coke is not a substitute for Diet Coke.
Oh, yes. No, very different. Very different.
It's like, I want some Diet Coke. They're like, you know what? Didn't have Diet Coke. Didn't see it. So just got you some Coke. Hope that's okay. No. No, it's not.
Got another text. I'm a full-time shopper. It's like DoorDash, Instacart. I swear I will never use the service for my own groceries because so many shoppers get it wrong. I'd rather just get my own stuff to avoid the headache.
Got another response. I ordered tampons and was substituted white mushrooms. I have been telling this story for like 4 years because I'm still not over it.
What?
You know
They're not the same at all.
We didn't have tampons. Didn't find them, but we thought this produce would be good for you.
Not the right department at all. Oh my gosh, a man substituted my ground beef for a watermelon. I'm still confused about it. Again, not same department.
No. I one time ordered overnight, always pads. And ended up with a package of napkins. So I feel your pain.
That's closer than the white mushrooms.
You're right. That is closer than the mushrooms.
That's closer.
It's at least something to help with the issue at hand, right?
Right. But there are many, many other brands of the same kind of product that if they would have just texted, say, hey, they don't have any, will this brand work?
same deal. We just got a text from Aaron that said, my friend ordered yeast. And got Monistat.
Oh my gosh! Oh my gosh!
I can't use that to bake bread.
No,
sorry.
You cannot.
That's too funny.
OMG.
That is funny. Oh my gosh.
Oh, wow. I ordered a baby bok choy and received a single Brussels sprout.
Oh.
Okay.
Don't really know what that is, but hopefully this will help.
Doesn't sound like that's the
these
same
are
at all.
These are your like crazy Instacart or DoorDash stories.
For frozen microwavable broccoli, and he said that they didn't have any more in the produce department. It's not in the produce department.
Oh yeah, it'd be in the frozen department.
It'd be in frozen foods.
Yeah, I didn't see frozen broccoli at all over there.
Oh, MG.
But then there's hope. I had a lady dasher who once asked if I wanted Parmesan because it was on sale and she thought it would go well with what else I had ordered.
Oh my gosh.
See, that's good.
That's sweet. Like, that's going the extra mile.
Right.
Oh, just like this one. I had a woman throw in a get well card with her own money because she could tell all the items I was ordering were for being sick.
Aw.
Chicken noodle soup, ingredients, and a ton of medicines. That is elite.
Yeah, that is elite status right there. All right. Well, those are pretty funny there. My
whole
favorite being tampons and white mushrooms. Here you go.
All right. All right.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm going to do with this, but thanks. Good stuff there. Thanks for the stories on 99.7 DJX. So group therapy is a segment that we do every single day right around this time where, you have an issue, maybe personal issue, and you don't want to necessarily admit it to others that you know. So you reach out to us and we offer up advice. We have people who've been in your shoes that can give you some information and just a way to kind of like help air it out, right?
So at this point, like Anna was in a tricky situation. She's pregnant, but the baby isn't her boyfriend's. It's a one-night stand from a guy that's no longer in the picture before she started dating her boyfriend.
Yeah.
He was unaware of the truth, and he's been telling everybody they're having a baby together. And she's torn about whether or not to let him continue believing that or come clean. And, she worries about hurting him more, that he's going to leave the future of their relationship. And everybody said, honesty is essential. She needs to tell him before things get more complicated.
Everybody was just like, yeah.
Yes, you tell him.
Yeah, you gotta tell him that the baby's not his, et cetera, et cetera.
I know risk comes with that, but you have to. Yes.
Right. And she's really wanting to make this work with this guy. He's obviously a great guy. He's like, hey, he didn't get scared away that, he thought
they got pregnant soon in the relationship.
Right. Exactly. That, he thought that they were having a kid so quickly. Which, by the way, quick tangent, one of my cousins, she literally got pregnant on a one-night stand, and they've been married ever since.
Oh, wow.
It happens. Things have worked like that. And, so she was like, he's a great guy. I just want to kind of keep him around. We were all like, hey, you've got to tell him. And then we received a text message, a couple days ago or whatever.
Well, she just said, a quick update, guys, quick note to let you know, I did tell him the truth last night after you aired your segment. He said he needed time to think. I hope I'm not losing him.
So that was the last bit of info that we got from Anna.
Okay? That was the cliffhanger.
Yeah. And we do have a follow-up. We do have an update for you. We'll get to that coming up next. She just kind of expands on, Yes, I told him the truth.
And he did respond to her.
Yep. Now, the follow-up.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
She writes, hey guys, wanted to follow up. Thank you for your advice and support when I reached out about my situation. It was such a difficult decision to face, and your encouragement to prioritize honesty really helped me take that step. I told my boyfriend the truth, like I texted you. He told me he needed time to think.
Yeah.
I've got my first ultrasound coming up, so this seemed right. While it wasn't easy, I'm relieved it's now out in the open. He needed a day to process everything, but he's decided to stay and move forward with me. I can't express how grateful I am for his understanding and willingness to work through this together. I know a lot of people were wondering about the timing of everything. I had found out I was pregnant a few weeks after we started dating. So the situation is still complicated, of course, but I feel like we've turned a corner. Being honest has brought us closer in a way I didn't expect, and I'm hopeful for what's ahead. I know there's going to be challenges, but I feel more confident now that we're on the same page and committed to facing this as a team. So thank you again for helping me find the clarity and courage to handle this the right way. It means so much to me.
Well, that's good. I mean, that's good. That's
best case scenario, right? That was what she was hoping for.
Yeah, I mean, I think it was. And, you know, kudos to him for, you know, trying to still make it work, right? Yeah.
I mean, that's got to be tough, you know, when you think it's yours, finding out it's not, but still deciding to stay in and be a father figure.
Yeah, I think that's a guy in, you know, thinking, you know, guy brain. Maybe it's like okay, this was before. It wasn't like a situation of cheating.
Right, wasn't an overlap.
You know, I think if it were cheating,
that'd be different.
It would be different. Right, right. And that might be a little bit more of a deal breaker.
This was unfortunate timing.
Yeah, yeah. All right. So I think you're right. I think that is maybe the best update that we could have on this. We did get another message from a listener. I was in a similar situation, but after I told her I wanted to stay and raise the kid with her, she ended up dumping me a few weeks later.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, well, hey, listen, we don't need to necessarily rain on this right now. I mean, or we can, you know? I mean, that's kind of what we do here.
I mean, you know what? That was her loss. She didn't know what she was giving up.
Yeah, and you know, okay, so there are some people that are texting in. Maybe they didn't hear the original, and they were asking, what about the biological father? She said he's not in the picture.
Yeah.
So I don't know if he knows.
That's still an unknown.
That is kind of an unknown, but yeah, as far as like if he knows and does he want to be involved, but it sounds like he's not in the picture, so maybe he doesn't know. But anyways, 502-795-1997 if you have any follow-up with this. But yeah, Anna, thank you for being so candid with us, taking us along with you on this.
Yeah, that's not easy to do, especially publicly. Had the potential to be judged, and you were a little in the Facebook comments.
there was maybe
brutal in the honesty.
All right. Yeah, so thank you for that. We're playing a fun little game called Big Top Balancing Act, a.k.a. Minute to Win It for Circus Edition for these tickets. Let's introduce you to Emily, calling us from North Vernon. Hi, Emily.
Hi.
Emily's got blonde hair, drives an Equinox, stay-at-home mom, and is engaged to be married here this October.
Oh, yay! Congratulations.
Thank you.
How'd you meet him?
Actually, through work.
Through work?
Team leader, so.
Oh, team leader.
Whoa, wait. Yes. So you were the team leader and he was underneath you? Giggity.
Yeah.
All right. All right. You know, hey.
So wait, do you still work together? Oh, no, you're a stay-at-home mom now. Okay, did you leave the job because of your relationship?
Yeah, I also wanted to pursue my career in ABA therapy, so I worked with autistic children for a little bit after, and then when I became a mom, I decided to give that up to stay home with my child.
Aw, there you go.
That's awesome.
Oh, I'd like to talk to you more about the drama of the workplace there.
Stop! Why are you stirring up drama where there clearly isn't any?
I mean, was there a walk-in freezer in the back?
Stop!
Like there was at my work and how I met my wife?
OMG.
Yeah. Oh, shoot. Emily, sorry, I don't want to make you blush, but...
Emily, this is why he wasn't, like, the host of any sort of a game show at all, ever.
because I get too distracted by the backstory.
We'd never get to the game.
I know. Sorry, Emily. 60 seconds, and if you don't know a question, just say pass. We'll come back to it if we have time, and your time will start after I finish asking the first question. You ready?
Yes.
All right, here we go. What's the name of Taylor Swift's 2023-2024 concert tour?
Oh, gosh. Folklore? Yeah.
No. What reality TV show features Gold Rose's dramatic limo exits and currently has a Luvillian competing? Okay. What singer famously said, I'm going to swing from the chandelier? From the chandelier?
Sia.
Sia, yes. What Luvillian stars as Maddie in the 2023 rom-com No Hard Feelings?
Oh, gosh, pass.
Okay. What's the name of Rihanna's beauty line?
Just pass.
Okay. What famous HBO series follows the chaotic lives of four women in New York City? It's not Blue's Clues.
Oh, gosh. It
was a while ago.
Oh, gosh. Okay, yeah, you are kind of bad at this.
That's because she's at home being a mom, living life, not paying attention to stupid stuff.
Okay, well, okay, we only got through six, and you got one right.
Yeah.
Wow.
I live basically under a rock, so.
That's okay. You're going to do some learning today, because we're going to tell you the answers.
It's funny that you call for a pop culture quiz game when you admittedly live under a rock.
Ben, she called for the circus tickets. We were the ones that set up the hoop she had to jump through.
I didn't spring this on her. She knew what she was doing.
Doesn't matter. She wants the tickets. She wants the ticket.
Emily, let's go through this. Number one, the name of Taylor Swift's 2023-2024 concert tour was...
The Eras Tour?
Oh, yeah. That was a huge one.
Oh, yeah. That was a huge one.
It did go on forever.
Yeah. What reality TV show features Gold Rose's dramatic limo exits and currently has a Luvillian competing?
It's The Bachelor. I think he threw her with gold roses. It's just red roses.
I thought they could get a gold rose.
No.
Oh, you know what? Okay.
You might be thinking about the Golden Bachelor.
All right. Well, let's Bachelor. You know what? We're going to throw out that question. All right.
Right.
So you only got five. You only had five questions, and you still only got one right. All right.
Better odds.
All right. You got Sia. That's great. Yes. What Luvillian stars as Maddie in the 2023 rom-com No Hard Feelings?
That would be Jennifer Lawrence.
The name. Yeah. The name of Rihanna's beauty line.
Fenty.
Fenty, yes.
Yes.
I can think of it now.
Yes, Fenty, yes.
I know, when you're not in the hot seat, when it's over, now the answers come to you. I know.
And then what famous HBO series follows the lives of four women in New York City?
Sex in the City. Remember that one with Sarah Jessica Parker?
Oh, yeah.
I know. It's been off the air for a long time. I mean, they have a revival, but was anybody watching that?
And that stuff pops back up like on streaming services, you know?
It does.
It goes away and then it comes back. So, anyways, all right, Emily, I feel really bad for you because you did so terrible.
Why are you shaming her?
So we're going to...
I know.
We're going to hook you up anyways.
Even a consolation prize is still a prize.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? And congratulations on your upcoming wedding.
Yay!
Thank you.
Yeah.
What's the date, by the way? I got married in October, too. What's the date?
October 11th.
Okay.
Oh, right before
That's right before Kelly's birthday.
All right, good. Congratulations. October weddings are great.
All right, there you go. Very cool. Emily, all right, hang on the line. Just another quick sec. We're going to get more information from you, okay?
Okay.
Lynetta says, tell Ben to stop giving her such a hard time, but it's funny as heck.
Listen, we're not surprising you with the games we play. We tell you exactly what we're doing.
When the motivation is there to get these tickets for the kids, you're throwing yourself into the fire. Regardless of what it is you have to do, you're going to do it.
Anything
for the love of your children.
All right. Anyways, hey, congrats. 99.7 DJX. Let's get to a feel good. Do this every hour throughout the morning. Kelly K.
Okay, so a TikToker from Michigan, his name is Andrew, going viral after he bought an old digital camera for $5 at a thrift store and found an SD card was still in it packed with photos. Like, he couldn't use the camera because it was full with 1,700 photos. So he tracked down the original owners, Kathy and Tom, and shared that journey on social media.
I bought the camera, tried using it, but it failed because the SD card was full, which doesn't really make sense because I just bought the camera. There's over 1,700 photos. I went full Inspector Gadget and was able to find these people on Facebook. We sent some messages back and forth. I mailed her the SD card with all of her photos on it. I was able to meet with them for coffee, and we spoke for about 50 minutes, talking a little bit about how surreal this whole story has been. But to Kathy and Tom, I kind of feel like you guys are my new friends.
Isn't that cool?
That is a little bit weird.
Okay, well, listen. When
Maddie,
you see,
went through all their
before,
photos.
I know your mind is going into the gutter, but
yeah,
it was like,
what if there were some naughty photos in
no,
there?
No.
What there if was, there was?
There wasn't, though.
But what if?
He wouldn't have put them out there on social media okay. if there were. It was like vacation photos, like kids' sports photos. So the crazy thing was, he found the camera in a thrift store in Florida.
Okay.
But it turns out that Kathy and Tom were 40 minutes from him in Michigan. And like I said, they were a kid's football team with last names on their jerseys. So he kind of used that to try to search on Facebook. And after like 30 minutes, he found them. So he reached out first to their daughter, didn't get a response. And a couple days later, reached out to his grandson on Instagram, who responded within 5 minutes saying it was just so cool that they found the pictures and how much he loved it.
Wow.
And Kathy was so thankful because there was a lot of great pictures on there.
Sure.
Of like, you know, vacations and memories of the kids' activities and all the stuff. So
sure.
You can do a deep dive into the full saga on our website, which is pretty awesome. And just wild that he finds his camera in Florida and then turns out the owner is like 40 minutes from him in Michigan.
You know what would have been even more wild?
Sassy pictures?
Yeah, there were some naughty pictures on there.
There weren't. There weren't, though. And then there weren't.
And then he's like, hey, Kathy.
Stop it. Sliding into DMs for different reasons.
Yeah, right.
Stop.
Oh, shoot.
Kathy and Tom. Adorable. You can see the story. WDJX.com.
I need someone to explain to me like I'm five. It's 99.7 DJX. Why when I eat and smell a banana, it smells and tastes like oregano.
Okay. I don't. All right. So
if there's a doctor within the sound of my voice that can either prove or disprove that I have a condition because when I smell, do you have a banana handy?
I don't have a banana handy.
I was going to ask you to smell it.
But I have smelled a banana before and they smell like bananas.
Yeah, to me, it smells like oregano.
Oregano?
Yeah.
Did you rub
like the spice?
Oregano on it?
So I thought.
Is it near the oregano?
So this is something that I've noticed the past couple weeks. And I thought that it was like I carry a banana in my lunch bag with maybe like a slice of pizza or something in a container. But I thought, all right, well, maybe it was like cross-contaminated or something. And I smell oregano because of the pizza. But that's not the case.
But that banana right there has not been near oregano pizza or anything like it.
Well, it has, but but when I peel it, because see, the fruit, it's comes in its own little container. So when I peel it, it still smells and kind of tastes like
So the banana
oregano.
Smell doesn't take over?
No.
Okay. Did you shove oregano up your nostrils? Does anything else smell like oregano, or is it just your banana?
No, it's just bananas.
Okay, I feel like there's something on the banana.
No, no, Kelly, it's multiple bananas. It's not just one batch.
Did you have your wife smell them?
We go through. I told my wife about it. She was like, "Huh, okay." She didn't seem to be too worried about it.
She was like, "You know what? You should talk about that on the radio and see if anyone can fix that for you."
No, she definitely didn't say that.
Okay.
But got a text. So when you smell oregano, do you smell bananas? So I haven't even smelled.
Valid question.
I haven't even smelled oregano in a while. But I Googled it and I Googled the symptoms. Why do I smell oregano when I eat bananas? And it came up with nothing.
So Jen sent a little screenshot of looking it up for you.
okay.
phantom smells may be a sign of trouble.
Interesting.
Problems with smell can indicate a variety of health troubles.
Wow, like what?
According to experts. I don't know. I see. I can only see the headline. So.
Oh, gotcha.
You'll need to look that up.
Okay. All right.
But there is something parosmia. I don't know. For example, if you sniff a banana instead of something fruity and pleasant, your nose may pick up a food odor like rotting flesh.
I see. I don't know what rotting flesh smells like.
Now, that was a WebMD. So.
Oh. Oh, well, WebMD says you're going to die with just about everything anyway.
It does. 1,000% says that, yes.
All right. Well, hey, thank you. I don't know.
Stephanie's sending T's and P's for you.
Okay, thank you. Yeah. I don't know if that helped or not, but I just thought, you know, hey, look, I only took I was only in pre-med a very short time, and we didn't cover.
If your banana smells like oregano?
Yeah, what that means.
I'm not sure if that's a segment that you would cover. In pre-med.
Well, it's a segment that we covered here on the radio.
Oh, great.
All right. Great. Hey, thank you for that. I don't need to.
Nobody
to,
helped.
Listen.
You got zero help on that.
Well, Jen kind of helped.
Oh, did she? She just Googled it for you?
That's what she did.
That's great.
Thank you. I feel better now. So Kelly had a bucket list when she was a kid, 99.7 DJX, to be like a sitcom actor. Yeah. Sitcom actor. She didn't really have much other than that. I think about like the bucket list items and goals and things like that. Things you want to accomplish before you, quote, kick the bucket, right?
Uh-huh.
And this 13-year-old is getting a lot of attention because his parent posted it anonymously saying, I realized I need to rethink my entire life. Here are some of the items on his list.
Okay.
Get a full taxidermied alligator.
Oh, well, that out the gate is out of left field.
Yep.
That is and okay.
And it goes from there.
All right.
Go to New Zealand. Become a published author. Discover a new species.
What?
Yep.
Who is this kid?
He's 13. Eat an octopus. Befriend a bear cat.
Befriend a bear cat? Yeah. Like, are we having a conversation and play dates? Like, what are we, how are we judging that? Where is that happening? At the zoo? Are we just going to be a regular member of the zoo?
Get a cool Jeep. Have a YouTube channel. Prove the existence of goblins.
I'm sorry. Back the truck up. We started with taxidermy gator.
Alligator.
And now we're going goblin hunting.
We're only halfway through his bucket list.
Wow.
Meet author J.K. Rowling. Become the world's leading expert on fantasy book series Redwall. Legally change his name.
See, that one I really want to do a deep dive into. Like, what is your name now? What do you need it to be?
So you know, he's keeping everything
That's
anonymous.
That's attainable.
He's keeping everything anonymous, right? But apparently his name is very, quote, common, right?
Okay, and so he wants to stand out with a unique name.
And so asked what he would want to change it to, and the kid said, Trevor Bartholomew Dunglepants III.
Dungle pants?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So this is this 13-year-old's bucket list item.
This is so creative.
Yes, and it's making me rethink things, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, so get married.
I don't know if I'm ever going to need a taxidermy alligator, though, or to
That may
prove
be the that gift
that
keeps
goblins.
On giving, though, you know?
Yeah, but I feel like if I prove there are goblins, that's nightmares for days, right?
All right, get married, save an animal species.
Wow.
Go on a fossil dig, go snorkeling with a shark.
Ooh.
I mean, this guy really put some thought into this.
Yeah, apparently.
Help make a movie, meet an alien, become a millionaire, and beat someone up.
He wants to beat someone. That got aggressive. That got aggressive at the end. That
Man.
Is so beyond random.
Yeah.
No rhyme or reason. Over what span of time was this list concocted? Did he just sit there one afternoon and just knock it all out, and all those things just hit his brain at like the same time or concurrently?
So I guess it was, you know, part of a journal, and the parent found the journal. So it could have been over the span of, you know, several weeks or months or something like that. kind of adding to the list, right? But yeah, that kind of makes you look and listen, the internet absolutely went bonkers for it.
Well, absolutely. Sure. Which ones are they honing in on the most? Because there's some that are attainable. I mean, getting married. Yes. Many people do that.
Yeah, for sure.
You can
for
change
sure.
your name. Sure.
Mm-hmm. But
the
yeah.
snorkeling with a shark, we're going to need some safety gear.
For sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So anyways, fun to think about. And maybe if you haven't done one for yourself yet, maybe use this kid as an inspiration to create your own little
come
dream
up with
board.
The weirdest, bucket most list. Odd bucket list ever on planet Earth.
Yeah, it's the last one. I want to beat someone up.
Like, what kind of aggression? Like... What place is that coming from
that's
in your
funny.
Life?
That's
like,
funny.
Do we have some pent up aggression we need to deal with?
Let's do some jokes.
Whoever laughs first loses. It's You Laugh, You Lose with Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
All right, trumpets mean it's time for You Laugh, You Lose. The gamer Kelly and I sling jokes back and forth. First person who laughs loses. That's pretty self-explanatory. It's for this lovely trophy that I have in my hand. And I believe, Kelly, I was the loser.
Yes.
So losers go first.
Indeed. Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
You know, Kelly, my wife likes it when I get her motor running in the morning.
Uh-huh.
I get extra brownie points for scraping the windows, too.
Yes, indeed.
Yep.
I like that, especially in the wintertime. Hey, Ben.
Yep.
After all the eating I did over the holidays, I am happy to report that my socks still fit.
Oh, that's good. That's
yeah.
good.
Yeah.
You know,
socks
Kelly.
Fit great.
Kelly,
yeah.
I don't know if you know this, but... remember you had asked for a gift during the holidays that went from 0 to 200 super fast?
Okay.
Yeah, I got you a scale, but I never got it for you. I was just piggybacking.
Wow.
I was just piggybacking on your joke.
Wow.
You look great, Kelly.
Wow. Wow. Let me just check the text line to see all the hate rolling in.
I was just piggybacking on yours.
Listen, I can joke about that, but you cannot!
So you laugh, you lose.
Hey, Ben.
Yeah?
Where do birds stay when they travel?
Where?
Someplace cheap.
Cheap. Hey, Kelly, what do you call a wardrobe full of black clothes?
What do you call a wardrobe full of black clothes?
A well-balanced life. It's all right. I don't really get it either.
Okay, great. I love it when you put jokes in there that you don't even understand. That's awesome. Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
I went into a pet shop and said, can I buy a goldfish?
Uh-huh.
Guy says, do you want an aquarium? I said, I don't care what star sign it is.
Oh, yeah. Aquarium Aquarius. Mm. Hey, Kelly, why don't we trust mascara wands?
Why don't we?
Yeah, because they're always up to...
Trust mascara wands?
Yeah, they're always up to something shady. You and me both, right, Kel?
Uh-huh. Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
I once had a conversation with a dolphin.
Yep.
We just clicked.
I thought dolphins made a noise that was like, arr.
You're probably closer to being right.
Yeah. Hey, Kelly, a pair of jumper cables walked into a bar.
They did.
Yeah. Bartender was all like, I'll serve you, but don't start anything.
Yeah. Wow. Wow. Hey, Ben, I think I've figured out why my dogs follow me to the bathroom
okay.
all the time. Because I do it to them, and they figure that's just how this works.
That's how it works. Kelly, a penguin walked into a bar.
Yeah.
And asked, have you seen my brother? Bartender was like, I don't know, what's he look like?
Penguins do have a similar appearance.
Very similar appearance, yeah.
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 Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
I just want to apologize.
Uh-huh.
I want to apologize to the people that I called old at 50 when I was 18.
Okay.
Because I'm not old!
Hey, Kelly.
Yeah?
Want to hear some things you can say in the bedroom and during a job interview?
All right, I'll bite.
I will put in the effort and bend over backwards to make sure every customer walks away satisfied.
How many customers do we have, by the way?
Let's not worry about that.
Okay, all right. Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
I don't know how to use TikTok, but I can write in cursive, do long division, and I can tell time on clocks with hands.
Ah, yes, yes. Different TikTok. It's okay.
Kids today.
Yeah. Hey, Kelly, I wanted to break the silence during my last prostate exam.
Uh-huh.
So I asked the doc, hey, is that your wedding ring or your Rolex?
Wow. We are spelunking, sir. That is what we're doing.
So you laugh, you lose.
Hey, Ben, my rum and raisin cake is gluten-free.
Okay.
It's also raisin-free and cake-free. It's just rum.
Okay. Hey, Kelly, I should have known something was up when I was at that prostate exam.
Uh-huh.
When I asked the doctor, hey, where should I put my pants? And he said, next to mine.
What kind of a doctor are you going to, sir?
Listen, he's really inexpensive.
It's also your dentist.
Which was even more confusing.
Exactly. Hey, Ben.
Yeah?
My husband and I decided we don't want to have kids.
Okay.
We're going to tell them at dinner tonight.
Oh, I wonder how they're going to react to that.
T's and P's.
Yeah. What's Kelly's favorite exercise?
Apparently, I don't like any exercise if my scale says 200.
Running through the list of things she forgot to do.
Wow. Wow, sir. Wow, sir. Wow. Beat up on Kelly edition.
I mean, Kelly, my goodness.
My goodness what, Ben?
I don't write these jokes.
I feel as though they're chosen for a reason.
Oh, well, okay.
Hey, Ben.
What?
Dad is down at the auto dealership looking at potential choices.
Mm-hmm.
Cargo space, yes?
Yeah.
Salesman says, car no do that, cargo road.
Cargo road. Funny. I really thought you were going to laugh before this, so.
It's a draw. Is this our first draw? Are you out? Because I'm out.
I was just going to say, these jokes are going to get really bad really
this
quickly.
This is a tie.
All right, we'll tie.
And I sat through all your insults, and I didn't break.
I sat through all your terrible jokes and didn't laugh, so.
That's great. That's
okay.
Great. That's fantastic.
All right, there you go. You laugh, you lose on 99.7 DJX. Kelly, how about a stupid fact of the day?
Oh, yay. Does it have to do with Uranus, the animal kingdom, or your belly button?
No, well, I mean, yeah, I guess the animal kingdom a little bit. Yeah.
Okay. There's a formula for this segment.
Yeah, I mean, look, when we find fascinating things in, you know, our quest for fostering education and knowledge, of course we want to share it with you, right?
What's this wee thing? You find this stuff.
Well, okay. Hey, good news. This is Nightmare Fuel. Stupid fact of the day, there is now a new deadly spider species discovered.
No, no! I don't need more spiders to worry about crawling in my orifices when I'm sleeping.
Well, you'll have to move.
I'm this close to sleeping with pantyhose on my head. I'm this close.
Listen. The good news is you're going to have to go to Australia for this one from the 9 News.
Scientists have discovered that Australia's deadliest spider, the Sydney funnel web, is actually 3 different species.
Yeah.
So, crikey!
Yeah. they were like, oh, wait a minute. Hang on a second. That's just not one. That's three different, right? Because they just kind of look the same. And so.
Are they all equally awful, or is one worse than the others? What's
well,
happening?
They said they're all deadly.
Oh, that's not great.
And so, listen, this guy by the name of Kane Christensen, he is, he's one of the scientists, and he was working at the Australian Reptile Park when he came across this spider who he named Big Boy. As it turns out,
Big Boy
was this previously unidentified species. And so since he helped them find the species, they named it after him. So
wow.
It's got his last name, Christensen-y, in the name, the official scientific name of it. But yeah, a little stupid fact of the day. There are more deadly spiders in this world now, thanks to Kane.
Thank you, Australia. You just keep all your deadly spiders over there. Don't send them over here. Don't anybody bring them over. Nope. You just keep them over there in the land down under. Because I don't want to sleep with pantyhose on my head. I don't.
I mean, I think we would all enjoy that.
I'm not going to do it.
There you go. That's your little stupid fact of the day. Like I said, I told you it was going to be quick.
And just nightmare fuel.
Yes, exactly. You're welcome. All right. Feel good stories. Do this every hour throughout the morning, Kelly Kay.
So normally we try to find like cute, warm, fuzzy stories that make you go, ah, or restore your faith in humanity, things like this. This is a really important story to share, though, because it kind of maybe can help you out if you find yourself in a situation like this. So cops in London ended up saving a woman who called 911 or their emergency line over there and pretended to order a pizza because she was in trouble and couldn't say so. Here's the call with authorities.
Hello, police. What's the emergency?
Pizza delivery.
Pizza delivery? Do you require pizza delivery or do you require the police? If it's the police, say yes.
Yes.
Is the person that's scaring you at the property now?
Yes.
No problem. Police are coming, okay? If he threatened to hurt you, tell me pepperoni. If he threatened to hurt the children, tell me cheese.
Pepperoni.
Okay, the police will be with you very, very shortly, okay?
That's amazing that they're
able to.
Isn't
that amazing?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, that she didn't like automatically assume it was just a wrong number and someone was just trying to call for a pizza. Like she knew, all right, this is something I need to investigate. And the code words that she used, amazing.
Wow.
So yeah, if you're ever in a situation like that, this is what you do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amazing stuff. You can see the story. We've tweeted it on X at Ben and Kelly Show.
Setting the bar story, which is what, Kelly?
An example of what not to do or a situation we hope doesn't happen to you.
Right. Look, if you can manage to make it through the day, and I get it, you have a favorite team. Maybe it's professional, maybe it's college, and you're a diehard supporter of that team. But if you can manage to make it through the day without saying you're going to get a tattoo a week until your football team wins the Super Bowl, you're doing okay.
Oh, goodness. That's a commitment.
That's a commitment and quite the gamble. Now, look, Nick is a Ravens fan. The good news is Ravens, headed up by Lamar Jackson, former UofL Heisman Trophy winner, they're in the hunt. They're in the hunt to win the Super Bowl. They haven't yet, though.
Okay.
Now Nick is known online already as the Ravens tattoo guy, and he already has 45 of them. So it's not like he has a virginal skin and he's going to do
that. He's going to be running out of real estate on his skin soon.
Yeah. So basically, he's going to get a tattoo every single week until the Ravens win the Super Bowl. So if they don't win, if they lose before the Super Bowl, February 9th, then I guess he's going to continue getting a tattoo.
Now listen,
until the end of the season next year.
This didn't start with his buddies. This was his wife.
Yeah, his wife got him a tattoo gun
in 2001. So these are homegrown.
Homemade tattoos.
Homemade tattoos. Not even a professional.
Nope. No.
Oh,
so
goodness.
He says he is hopeful that the team will win this year, so he has at least three more tattoos to go.
Oh, wow. That's painful.
I
don't have tattoos, but I you know, it involves like needles.
Yeah, it's weird because it's like, I don't know what that does to motivate the team.
Oh, nothing. They probably don't even know.
Yeah.
They publicly like acknowledged him?
Not that I know.
Okay. They're not particularly artistic either. I mean, not bad writing when you consider he's doing it himself.
Yeah.
Or she's doing it to, I don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's no like pretty pictures or colors.
Yeah.
It's the dates and the scores.
You know, as most of these sort of bets things go, it started with man, if they come back and win this, I'll get a tattoo.
Right.
And they did. And so that's why he started doing that whole tattoo thing. So anyways, remember, I guess it would have been, 10 years ago at this point, when the Wildcat, you know, the Cats, they were on that crazy tear, and they hadn't lost a game. It was like 38, and this guy got a tattoo that said, you know, UK Cats,
like national
basketball,
champions.
National champs, like 38-0 or something like that. And they ended up like losing in the Final Four or something like that.
Oopsie daisies.
And it's like, oh, whoops.
Oh, boy.
Anyways, tattoos and betting on sports don't always work out. And that's the purpose of this Setting the Bar story, okay?
I mean, but he and his wife, they're super fans.
I mean, they're doing their thing. It's
you know what
they want to do.
They were featured NFL on Prime Video on Twitter. So they have to know. The team has to know.
Yeah.
And I figure out, like, they have to give this guy, like, lifetime season tickets at least or something, right?
They don't have to.
That's a lot. Well, okay.
Yeah, they don't have to.
They should.
Let's do it for Nick.
Let's do it for Nick. Let's win it for Nick.
All right. There you go. That's your Side of the Bar story on 99.7 JX. Today, beautiful day to get out. Sunshine, highs near 50, so that's beautiful.
Oh, melt it all. Melt it all. And then aren't we getting like rain and snow again?
Yeah, rain and snow tomorrow. Snow showers and on Sunday. And then for Martin Luther King Day, it's going to be sunny, but only 18. So it's going to be super, super cold.
Dang it.
Yeah. Who knows?
I mean, we need these 15-foot drifts created by plows and stuff like that to melt before we don't need any more.
No,
we've had enough winter.
No.
Listen, Canada, you can take your weather back.
Yeah. So hopefully you have a great weekend. And hopefully, you know, if TikTok ends up going away, you have that one final great run there this weekend.
Have a great last weekend.
Have a great last weekend on the app before it goes away. So who knows?
I feel like someone's going to roll in and buy it. I've seen rumblings online. Everyone from like the Shark Tank guy.
I mean, there are a lot
Kevin
of people
O'Leary.
That are like, hey, I should buy it. So whatever. We'll see what
happens.
Maybe
that'll happen.
Who knows?
We'll keep you posted.
All right. If you missed anything from the show, there was a lot to catch up on today. Podcast, great place to do it. WDJX.com. Tap, listen. One of the more funnier segments that we didn't expect was the Instacart mess ups.
Yeah, I mean, on both ends of the spectrum, they're like outlandishly, how in the world did you get so wrong to great delivery drivers going above and beyond?
Right. Yes, I know. So that was kind of funny. So anyways, a lot to catch up on this weekend. Anything else, Kelly?
It's Friday and it's time to check out mentally, right?
I mean, some may say that we did that earlier this week.
We pushed our bodies for like 4 whole hours. I think that's enough.
That's enough.
That is enough.
All right, guys. Have a good one. We'll talk to you Monday.
Okay, bye.